الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara. It is beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty. More powerful than anything with power. More mighty than anything with might. More glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ Allah is the ilah of the heavens. Allah is the ilah of the earth. لَيْسَ مَعْهُ إِلَهُ يُخْشَى وَلَا رَبُّ يُرْجَى وَلَا حَاجِبُ يُرْشَى وَلَا وَزِيرُ يُرْتَى There is no other ilah that has to be feared. No other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper, minister, or advisor with Allah. Allah is Ahad. Allah is Samad. Lahu ma fi samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-thara. Ala inna lillahi ma fi samawati, wa ma fi al-ard. Ala inna lillahi man fi samawati, wa man fi al-ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to carry out whatever function or task it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. For it to exhibit any property, it is dependent on Allah. For its existence to terminate, it is dependent on Allah. One Allah alone. Allah's greatness, this puny human intellect, can never ever do justice to ever conceiving or describing the greatness of Allah. That personality Wahab bin Munabba says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِي جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, every human being, if their uqul and intelligence is pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Despite having that aql, that intelligence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. O Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourselves. What is this human intellect, human brain? Sometimes Qurbani time, you look at a sheep brain. In composition, the human brain is similar, piece of flesh. 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Simple piece of flesh outwardly. Where does it originate from? Nutfa. Nutfa, from a drop of sperm. Allah fashions, designs. Allah exhibits His hakimiyat, His hukumiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat. Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Basi, Allah is Badi, Allah is Musawwir, Allah is the creator. Allah brings from non-existence into existence. Allah exhibits, Allah brings shape, Allah brings form, Allah brings color, progression, development, where? Not in conducive circumstances, no. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? No. Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. What at one time is a drop of sperm, stage upon stage of development, that which Quran describes. Perhaps there are very few topics where the Quran has given such, has dealt with as expansively as the development of this human being is dealt with in the Quran. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِّن طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Perfection. Perfection, what is the margin of error in the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother? Three layers of darkness. This woman turns, she walks, she talks. It is not a stable or a controlled environment. Yet we find in the riwayat, لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah says, we continue exhibiting our tadbir, our fashioning, our originating, exhibiting our qudrat in the development of this fetus. What is the margin for error? Scientists say, if you take a second, divide it into 100 million parts, to that extent an error has to occur in the development of this fetus, then the eyeballs, instead of on the face, will end up underneath the feet. Stage upon stage of creation. What at one time is a drop of sperm, 9 months later is brought forth, 6 billion times heavier, 100 million times bigger. Insan, this human being, whom Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created insan in the most beautiful of forms, the paragon of Allah's creation, manifestation of the qudrat and the power of Allah. One cell is brought forth 9 months later, insan, a composition of 100 trillion cells. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. Coming back to what we were talking about, just the brain, 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. How does a piece of flesh develop emotions? How does it develop feelings, love, intelligence, memory, passion, desire, revenge, the desire for revenge, the ability to show affection, to show kindness, to show compassion, myriad emotions, a sea of emotions contained in a piece of flesh. Where does it happen? This is a living manifestation of the Qudrat and the power of Allah. This tiny piece of flesh, it is said if the nerve fibers of the brain have to be opened up and you form a rope from this Ishtima guy in Ladysmith. Take this rope right to the moon. Take it around the moon and bring it back. It will reach back this Ishtimaga. The nerve fibers of the brain of one human being are 580,000 kilometers long. Each millimeter of the nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of 18 supercomputers put together. Such is the Qudrat of Allah. Such is the power of Allah. Such is the greatness of Allah. The mind, this puny human intellect, can never ever comprehend Allah's greatness. Allah's greatness is wara'ul wara. It is beyond human comprehension. Look at the manner in which Allah praises Himself in the Quran. Sabbaha lillah. Sabbaha lillah. Ma fis samawati wal ard. وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. سبح لله. Everything in the heavens and the earth. ما في السماوات والأرض. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is engaged in tasbih of Allah. Glorifying Allah, praising Allah. What is the vastness of Allah's creation? When Quran makes the statement, ma fi samawat wal ard, everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, what is the magnitude, the extent of Allah's creation? Can we count it? Can we even comprehend the number of Allah's creation? Ants. One tiny example. One colony of ants comprises of 100 million ants. 100 million ants. One million ants form one colony. What is the eyesight of this tiny creation of Allah? It is said that this creation cannot see more than 1 centimeter in front of it. Cannot see more than 1 centimeter. Yet you'll observe when ants travel, they move in a straight line. Sometimes exercise the logic which Allah has given us. How is it possible that they're able to form a straight line when they can't see more than 1 centimeter in front of them? The home of ants, you'll see in the jungles in Africa. Beautiful homes they build. Ant colonies. Ulama say, Hisne Haseen. Fortified fortresses. This tiny makhluk of Allah, when it builds its home, cognizance is taken of the direction from which the wind blows. Cognizance is taken of which direction the sun rises from, where it sets from. Ventilation system, irrigation system, sewage disposal system. Engineers in blindness. Such is the intellect, such a tiny creation. Such a tiny creation, it is said. It is said if the nervous system of 100 million ants is put together, it will weigh 20 gram only. And yet such intelligence this tiny creation exhibits. Youngsters nowadays, they go to the gym, they take steroids, they start pumping. pumping irons, building up muscles. If you weigh 100 kilos, how much are you going to lift? You're going to lift 100 kilos? Very difficult to lift your own body weight. This tiny ant, it is said, can lift 50 times its body weight. One creation of Allah. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. What does Allah say? Allah is the Rabb. When Allah introduces Himself in the Quran, first, sifat and attribute of Allah. Allah, Quran, Allah begins His introduction, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Rabb. One explanation Mufassirin give of Rabb, what is Rabb? They say that Zat and that being that took you from non-existence. You are Adam, you didn't exist. Allah created you, brought you from non-existence into existence. And then He took you through the various stages of your development. Every stage, prior to that stage, Allah knew your needs, fulfilled that need, and took you right up to perfection. That is your Rabb. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is that Rabb that has created everything and given every creation the necessary guidance for it to carry out that task and function and purpose for which it has been created. Manifest examples. Spiders, there are 10,000 different species of spiders. One tiny insect, 10,000 different types. There's one spider that lives in the water. Half its web is under the water, half its web is above the water. The half of the web that is under the water is waterproof. The half of the web that is above the water catches oxygen and conveys it to the half that is under the water. And that web which that spider spins, where does it get the intelligence? Where does it get the chemical know-how to develop that web? It is said if that one strand of the web of the spider had to be compared to steel of a similar thickness, it is 4,000 times stronger than steel. These are tiny creations of Allah. What is Quran telling us? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, multitudes, multitudes of Allah's creation. The heavens. Allahu Akbar. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? أَطَّتِ السَّمَاءَ وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَأْتِيَ مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِعُ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعَ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا مَلَكٌ وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. He said the sky creaked, groaned, it couldn't take the weight. حُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَأْتِيَ. What does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He says, why should it not be so? It's not surprising that the sky was not able to take it the weight. Weight of what? He said, you will not find the space of four fingers. You will not find the space of four fingers, but there is one angel in sajda before Allah. How many angels did Allah create? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only Allah knows the numbers. Allah knows the numbers. Example. One riwayat it is mentioned that from Kaabatullah, if a straight line had to be drawn up, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mur in the seventh heaven, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika. Every day, the creation of angels precedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. From the time the angels were created, every day, 70,000 angels make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be 13.4 billion years. True or untrue, Allah knows best. Hypothetically, if we assume that this universe is 13.4 billion years old, what does this mean? Every day, for the last more than 13 billion years, 70,000 malaika making tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. This will carry on right up till Qiyamah. One angel will not get a second chance. How many angels has Allah created? What is the vastness of one angel of Allah? Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in his tafsir that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ghar-e-Hira. Jibreel reveals himself before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the maqam, such is the status of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel was sahib e wahi, used to bring wahi and revelation from Allah upon Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Some Nabis in their lifetime, Jibreel came 10 times, some 3 times, some little bit more than that. Some Anbiya alayhi wa salam in their entire lifetime, Jibreel didn't even come once. How many times did Jibreel come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ulama mentioned 24,000 times. 23 years of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days, 24,000 times Jibreel was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, I'm digressing, Jibreel asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel the question, that, oh Jibreel, Allah has said in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah describes Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, look at this verse. This ma is ma nafi, negation. Illa is istisna, exception. Ulama say that in any sentence or any verse, when nafi and istisna comes together, it creates a meaning of absolute, total exclusivity. What is Allah saying? Wama arsalnaka illa. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except rahmah, mercy for every alam. From head to toe he was rahmat. From head to toe he was compassion. From head to toe he was mercy. Allah says we have sent you as nothing else but a mercy. For whom? For whom? Quran does not say lil mu'mineen or lil muwahideen. O lil muqineen, O lil sa'imeen, O lil sa'imeen, O lil qaniteen, O lil dhakireen. Allah does not say we have sent you as a mercy for the believers, for those who fast, for those who make salah, for those who are obedient to Allah. No. Allah says we have sent you as a mercy for every alam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Jibreel, Jibreel, you are also contained in alam. Allah says, I was a mercy for every alam. How was I a mercy for you? How were you also benefited by my rahmat? This is the meaning of this question. What is the response Jibreel gives? He says, Ya Rasulullah, when Allah created Jahannam, such a creation of Allah. How many places in the Quran Allah describes Jahannam? Innaha lava nazza'atan lishawa tad'u man adbara wa tawalla fi samum wa khamim wa dhillin min yahmum la baridi wa la kareem. Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayatina sawfa nuslihim nara kullama nadhijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqu al'adhab. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah describes Jahannam so that we become conscious of it. Allah says it is a raging fire. It will scorch the skin of man. Black vapors, huge, huge plumes of smoke, ma'a khamim, boiling hot water. What is the extent of the heat of the water of Jahannam? Sand becomes glass in this world at 1530 degrees Celsius. Water starts boiling at 100 degrees Celsius. 1530 degrees Celsius, sand turns into glass. What is the heat of Jahannam? What is the heat of the water of Jahannam? One riwayat it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one bucket of Maya Hamim, the water of Jahannam, one bucket of it had to be brought into this world, the 7 oceans will start boiling. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with Sahaba. He says, "Oh my Sahaba, if this masjid had to expand so that it contains 100,000 insan, and then a Jahannam had to be brought into this world, thumma yatanaffas, and then he had to breathe out once, one breath. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this entire masjid and 100,000 insan will be burned to ashes. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Allah says, those who will belie our signs, soon we will enter them into a blazing fire. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. Each time one layer of skin is burned. Why does Quran say layer of skin? Recently, in medical science we find this discovery, that the nerve cells by which we are able to feel the sensation of pain, the sensory nerve cells for the perception of pain, are contained in the largest organ of the body, that is the skin. The skin of a normal person, about 1 centimeter thick. It is said the skin of a Jahannami will be 85 feet in width. The skin of a Jahannami will be 85 feet in width. If you remove the skin of a person, he will not feel any pain. Why? Because the nerves by which pain is perceived are contained in the skin. That is why Quran said, every time one layer of skin is burned, we will replace it with another layer of skin. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that they can continue tasting the azab of Jahannam. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Mikail alayhi salam, great angel of Allah. Mikail was crying. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, why is Mikail crying?" What was the response? Jibreel said, "Ya Rasulullah, ma jaffat aina mundhu khuliqat an-nar." From the time Jahannam was created, Mikail has not stopped crying. Such a wabal, Allah protect us. Malaika were not told that you will become the coals of Jahannam, or that you will become the fuel of Jahannam. Insan and jinnat were told that. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. Allah says, oh you who believe, save yourselves and your families from Jahannam. Wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, the fuel of which is men and stones. Malaika were not told this. Human beings were told this. And this verse of the Quran is revealed in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqama shaykhun kabir, an elderly sahabi gets up. Ahijaratu jahannam ka hijarati dunya. Ya Rasulullah, are the stones of Jahannam, are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of the dunya of this world? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَصَخْرَةٌ مِّن صَخْرِ جَهَنَّمْ كَآذَمِ جِبَالِ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهَا. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one pebble of Jahannam, its girth and magnitude is more than the largest mountain of this world. When the sahabi hears this, he starts breathing heavily. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushes forward. Qul la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. He says la ilaha illallah and passes away on the spot. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the khawf of Jahannam has taken the life of your companion. Jibreel-e-Ameen says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jahannam was created, this fear entered my heart, that perhaps I also will enter Jahannam. Perhaps I also will enter Jahannam. Jibreel is saying. Then Allah sent you as His Nabi, and Allah revealed the Quran upon you. Quran was the miracle of Rasulullah, given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that Quran, Allah describes Jibreel. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. One place Allah describes him like that. Another place Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Sifat and attributes of Jibreel are mentioned in the Azali eternal language of Quran. Allah says Jibreel is Ruhul Amin, he is Amanat Dar. Rasulun Kareem, he is honorable, virtuous. Muta' Thamma Amin. Five sifat, five attributes praising Jibreel are revealed in the Quran. That such an angel was entrusted with this Quran. These are his qualities. Jibreel says, when Quran was revealed with these qualities upon you, Ya Rasulullah, then only I got this tasalli and this comfort in my heart that I will be safe from Jahannam. This is how your rahmat benefited me also. Coming back to this incident, Allama Qurtubi mentions, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Ghari Hira. Jibreel normally would come in different shapes and forms. Sometimes he would come in the shape of a sahabi by the name of Dahya Kalbi radiallahu anhu, who was a very handsome sahabi. Sometimes he would come in other shapes and forms. This occasion is Tala Alahu Jibreel. Jibreel revealed himself in his original form. In his original form, such is the girth of Jibreel. فَسَدَّ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. The entire horizon was blotted out. The whole world became invisible, blackened and darkened when Jibreel revealed himself in his original form. Such a frightening scene this was. فَخَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fell down unconscious as a result of this. When Jibreel observed what had happened, he shrunk to the form of a person, revived Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regained consciousness, he said, Subhanallah ya Jibreel, ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhihi surah. He says, glory be to Allah, O Jibreel, I had no idea. I had no idea that Allah has created anything as vast as you. What was Jibreel's response? He said, إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْن مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحِ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I only opened up two of my wings. And Allah has given me 600 wings. وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. He goes on, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I am only one small creation of Allah. I am only one insignificant creation of Allah. خلق الله إسرافيل. Allah has created إسرافيل. Jibreel is giving an example now of another creation. I am small. There are creations that are much larger than me. He's giving an example. خلق الله إسرافيل. Allah has created إسرافيل. له ست مئة جناح. إسرافيل has 600 wings. One wing of إسرافيل is larger than my entire wujud. Sahibul Qarn. Who is Israfil alayhi salam? Sahibul Qarn. The owner of the trumpet. Sahibul Sur. One occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba. Kayfa an'am. Kayfa an'am. Wa qad iltaqama sahibul qarn al qarn. وَحَنَا جَبْهَتَهُ وَأَسْغَى سَمْعَهُ وَفِي رِوَايَ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِ طَرْفُهُ يَنْتَظِرُ أَنْ يُؤْمَرْ فَيَنْفُخْ. Allahu Akbar. كَيْفَ أَنْعَمْ. He says, oh my Sahaba, what satisfaction can there be in this life? Where is the justification? Where is the justification for the chase behind this dunya? Chasing, chasing, chasing. That Allah who created this dunya, how many places Allah calls out? I'lamu, I'lamu. What is this I'lamu? It is as if Allah is shaking us. Allah is shaking, I'lamu. Why don't you realize? Come to know, realize. I'lamu, what, oh my Allah? أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Come to know, realize the life of this world is a game, an amusement. Laibun walah wazina. Outward attraction, outward embellishment. Tafakhurun bainakum, competing with one another. Takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. Amassing and amassing and amassing the things of this world. What is the reality? What is the reality behind this? Allah says, kamathali ghayth. It is spring. Then it is summer. You look out at the field. You look at the harvest. The flowers are blooming. The harvest is blooming. It is fresh. It is attractive. It is harvesting season. Does it remain like that? Does it remain like that? No. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. Does it remain like that? No. Eventually it will dry up. Eventually it will become brittle. Eventually that crop and that harvest will die. Winter will come. The harsh weather and wind and winds of winter will dry up that entire crop in exactly the same way Allah says is the life of this world. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by that rising sun. It rises up. It lights up the whole world. The sun reaches its zenith. Proudly calling out to the whole of humanity, I am in my Raj, I am in Uruj, I am ruling the world. The whole world is lit up. What happens? Does it remain like that? No. Every day that sun sounds out the message to humanity, gradually, 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 as it starts descending to the blackness of the horizon in the west, eventually it is swallowed up by the darkness of the west, sounding out this message to the entire humanity. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu man alayha fan. Don't be deceived by your palaces. Don't be deceived by your wealth. Don't be deceived by your bank vaults. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour of the gold and silver and attractions of this world. That personality, my respected brothers, I am speaking to you. Whether what I am saying to you is accepted by Allah, or whether what I am saying to you is a source of pleasure to Allah, or whether tomorrow in Allah's court I will regret every word that I said, when it will be said to me that you wanted their praises, you wanted them to look up to you, you wanted them to admire your memory, you wanted them to admire your capacity of speaking. You got that, now here you will get nothing. Whether it's a source of Allah's pleasure, whether it's a source of Allah's displeasure, I don't know. You are sitting and listening to this talk. Is your coming here pleasing to Allah? Are you motivated with the correct jazba and zeal? Or did you come here out of curiosity? Did you come here with some other purpose? Did you come here to show someone else that you came here? Whether Allah has accepted it or rejected it, you do not know. These were those personalities. These were those personalities that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his hand. And he said, Ya Ali, atarda an yakuna manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. He said, Oh Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannat? He said, Raditu ya Rasulallah. I am happy, O Nabi of Allah, I am happy. These were those personalities in Khaybar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the announcement, Na'utiyanna hadhihi raya. I will give the flag to lead the army. One is every Muslim, it is part of his iman. I love Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if he has an iota of iman, every Muslim has this tamanna, has this dawa, has this claim, I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? I will give this flag to a person whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Each sahabi desires it. Each sahabi is wondering who will be given this honor. On that occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib, where is Ali radiallahu anhu? That maqam, that status, that basharat. Yad Dharar bin Dhamma Kanani, in the court of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he is asked to describe Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I saw Ali, وَقَدْ أَرْخَى اللَّيْلُ السُّدُولَ وَغَارَدْ نُجُومُ The night had dropped its curtains, the stars had become hidden, it was pitch black. I saw Ali, قَائِمًا فِي مِحْرَابِهِ قَابِضًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ يَتَمَلْمَلُ تَمَلْمُلَ السَّلِيمِ وَيَبْكِي بُكَى الْحَزِيمِ He said, I saw him night after night, standing on his musalla in the mihrab, having caught hold of his beard, remonstrating with himself. يَبْكِي بُكَى الْحَزِيمِ Crying, as one who has received news of some tragedy. His body shaking with the fear of Allah, like the body of one who has been bitten by a poisonous snake or scorpion. As the venom flows through his bloodstream, the manner in which his body will shiver, the body of Ali says, I saw night in, night out, his body shaking like this. فَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُهُ الْآنِ Dharar bin Dhamra says, it is, I can still hear the heart-rending supplication of Ali ringing in my ears right up till now. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah. Thumma yaqulu lid-dunya. Then Ali would turn to the dunya and he would say, ilayya tagharrarti. إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّفْتِ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّقْتِ إِلَيَّ تَزَيَّنْتِ يَا بَيْضَى يَا صَفْرَى غُرِّي غَيْرِي قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثٌ عُمْرُكِ قَصِيرٌ مَجْلِسُكِ حَقِيرٌ خَطَرُكِ يَسِيرٌ لَأُوْتِيَنَّ هَذِهِ الرَّايَةِ I will give this flag to a person whom Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. He was told, your home is in front of my home in Jannah. Yet night in, night out, crying on the musalla, turning to the dunya and saying, are you trying to entice me? Are you trying to deceive me? Are you trying to attract me? Have you embellished yourself for me? Oh gold, oh silver, oh glitter, oh glamour of this world. Ghurri ghairi, deceive someone else. Deceive someone else. قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثَ I have divorced you 3 times. عُمْرُكِ قَصِير مَجْلِسُكِ حَقِير خَتَرُكِ يَسِير Your lifespan is very short. What did my Nabi say? مَدْ دُنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَنْدُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعَ He said, dunya compared to akhirat is like you take your finger, poke it in the ocean, lift it up. Normally how we translate this, that the droplet of water that remains on your finger is the dunya, the entire ocean is akhirat. Ulama explained that translation also is incorrect. Because the droplet of water doesn't remain on your finger, it falls back into the ocean. The wetness that remained on your finger, by the qasam of my Allah, is the dunya and the entire ocean is akhirat. Umruki qasir, majlisuki haqir. Khataruki, you're valueless. You are valueless. What is coming with us? That youngster stands in front of the mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. He's got the necklace around his neck. He preens, admires himself, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. As if there is no one like him. That young girl, the bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. She thinks she is the Miss Universe, the Zulekha of the time. She stands in front of that mirror, preening, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. Why don't we realize, my respected brothers, it is just a few moons. Just a few moons. What Botox treatment and what cosmetics and what plastic surgery and what chemicals are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? How are you going to stop that tick, 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 tick of the clock? Is not every passing day bringing you closer to your qabr? Is not every setting sun a reminder of the day when the sun of your life will set? Is not every janazah that passes you a reminder that next is your turn? How often would my Nabi not visit the graveyard? Read the riwayat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times sahaba say, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Baqi. He was entering Baqi, leaving Baqi, leaning against the wall of Baqi. This happened, that happened. An indication of how often he would visit the graveyard. He encouraged his ummah, visit the graveyard, stand in front of that grave. Harun Rashid, ruler of three continents. Three continents. Those who have some idea of geography. Amongst the Banu Umayyah Khalif, this was one of the greatest Khalifas. From Baghdad to Kashmir, Baghdad to Senegal in northern Africa, Baghdad to Portugal, Baghdad to southern France. Such a vast kingdom, one ruler. When he would see a rain cloud, he would say, Umturi haythu shit, wasayujiba ilayya kharajuki. Rain wherever you want, the produce of your rain will be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom. He had 48 years of age. Prime of his life, he was in Mashhad in Iran. He got terminally ill. The hukama at that time said there is no chance. No medical treatment. No chance of recovery. What does he order? He orders that his qabr, his grave should be dug. And he sits at the side of the grave, looking at that black hole in the ground. That black hole, Allah forgive us, which we have forgotten about. Which my Nabi said every day is calling out, Anabaytu Dud, Anabaytu Dhulma, Anabaytu Al-Wahda, Anabaytu Al-Wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. One occasion he asked Sahaba, Man akyasun nas? He said, oh my Sahaba, who is the most intelligent man? Last year when I was in Hajj, in Mina, I was sitting with one doctor. There were two youngsters in front of him. This doctor knew the two youngsters from Transvaal somewhere. Wealthy business people. So in a conversation, inadvertently, the doctor passes the comment. He says, Allah has given the one intelligence and the other one looks. Allah gave the one intelligence and the other one looks. What was the basis of the distinction? What was the basis of the distinction? Allah gave him intelligence. What does this doctor mean? He knows how to make bucks. He has the financial prowess. He's an astute businessman. So he has intelligence. His brother is not as good as making money. So he had the looks. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba the same question. Man akyasun nas? Oh my Sahaba, who is the most intelligent man? Who is the most intelligent man? They said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us. Who is intelligent? The one who knows how to make money? The one who knows how to amass the things of the world? Ad-dunya daru malla dara lahu. وَمَالُ مَلَّا مَالَ لَهُ وَلَهَا يَجْمَعُ مَلَّا أَقْلَ لَهُ This world is the home of the one who has no home in Akhirat. He will make this his home. It is the wealth of the one who has no wealth in Akhirat. And what did my Nabi say? Walaha yajma'u. And he will make this the object of his life, to amass and amass and amass. To collect and collect and collect and collect and collect. Like Rasulullah ﷺ says, Yaqul ibn Adam, Ibn Adam says, Mali, 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 my money, my money, my money. Wa ma maluk. What is your wealth? What is your wealth? What you have collected? What you have amassed? What every time you look at that computer screen you feel happy? What is your wealth? Allah's Rasulullah ﷺ said, your wealth is what you wore, what you ate, what you utilized, what you sent to Akhirat. Everything else is the wealth of your heirs. It is not your wealth. You will have to leave it behind. Manakyasun nas. Oh my sahaba, who is the most intelligent man? Who do we consider to be intelligent? From Darbara Risalat, what is the identification, illumination, introduction of intelligence? He said, أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأشدهم استعدادا له أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة. Who is the intelligent man? Not the one with the biggest bank balance. No. Don't be deceived. Who is the intelligent man? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the one who will remember his mort the most. The one who will be more conscious. إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَن تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَىٰ. What advice did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give the Sahabi? He said, when morning comes, don't wait for the night of that day. When the night comes, don't wait for the next day. One occasion he told the Sahabi, read every salah as if it is your last salah. Who is intelligent? He said, the one who will remember his mort the most. And the one who will prepare for it. أَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَهُ. The one who will prepare for it. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ. He said, these are the intelligent people. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will give them, Allah won't just give them akhirat, Allah will give them dunya also. Allah will give them the dignity of dunya and akhirat. How many moons? Just a few years will pass. That same youngster that today is proudly admiring himself. That same young girl that is standing and preening in front of the mirror. You bring the mirror in front of her. She'll say, don't show me. I don't want to look. That is someone else. That which Quran says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we give age, those whom we take to an old age, we will bring a reverse in your creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand this life is temporary? Harun Rashid, three continents. The doctors say no chance. He orders that grave should be dug. Sits at the side of the grave. Picks up the sand. Let the grains of sand drain through his fingers, lamenting over and over and over again. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. My wealth is of no use to me. My wealth is of no use to me. My sultanate, my kingdom, these armies, all that I have at my disposal, هَلَكَ أَهَلَاك barbad. They will not get me 1 second's extension. كيف أنعم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه عمرك قصير مجلسك حقير خطرك يسير. Deceive someone else. You are an ephemeral existence, a passing phase. You have no value. And then Ali, رضي الله تعالى عنه, who had been given basharat upon basharat upon basharat, what does he say? آهن آه من قلة الزاد وبعد السفر ووحشة الطريق. Oh Ali, what is going to happen to you? What is going to happen to you? How little you have prepared. How little you have prepared. How dangerous and fraught with danger the road ahead is. How long is the journey to Akhirat? Who is talking of little preparation? Ali, who had been given such glad tidings. These were personalities, they had been given such glad tidings. One occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنِّي لَعَارِفُ رَجُلًا بِسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ لَا يَأْتِي بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا قَالَ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. He said, I know a person, I know the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannat. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannat. But that door will call out, Marhaba, 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 welcome, enter through me, enter through me, enter through me. We desire Jannat. What is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? Jannat will desire this person. We desire Jannat. Jannat will desire this person. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, when he hears this, he says, Inna hadha la murtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulallah. This is indeed someone of great rank. Who is it? Man huwa? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That personality was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hijrah. Sahaba were waiting. When is the command for Hijrat going to come? Abu Bakr, in anticipation, prepared, was waiting, desirous of being granted the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hijrat. Our mother Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, young girl at that time, she describes the manzar. She says it was a very hot day, in the middle of the day. Undercover, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the home of Abu Bakr. I am digressing. In the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Mashwara took place. Islam had spread far and wide. The Masla had risen up. The question had arisen that we need an Islamic calendar. We need a calendar. What is that momentous occasion that can be the basis of the foundation of the calendar of Islam? Rais were taken, opinions were taken. Someone said, Maulid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, start the calendar from his birth. Someone said, Fateh Badr, the conquest of Badr, this was the turning point of Hidayat. Someone said, Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who remained silent. Finally, Umar radiallahu ta'ala who turned to Ali. And he said, Ali, what is your opinion? Where should the calendar of Islam start from? Allahu Akbar, what does Ali say? Al-Hijrah. Hijrat. Hijrat. What does Hijrat mean? To leave one's home. To leave one's family. To leave one's wealth. To leave one's beloved for the sake of Allah. Gar chor dena. Mahboob cheez, marghoob cheez chor dena. Allah ke liye. To give up that which is beloved for the sake of Allah. This was the sunnat of every Nabi of Allah. From Adam alayhi salam, every Nabi made Hijrat. Every Nabi strove in the way of Allah. This was the sunnat of Imam al-Anbiya, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion Allah's Rasul asked the question, Ayyul Imani Afdal, Ayyul Imani Afdal. The question was asked, what is the pinnacle of Iman? What is the height of Iman? What is the perfection of Iman? What is the height of Iman? What was the response? Al-Hijrah, Hijrat. To leave one's home and family for the sake of Allah. Today we want to know where this comes from. Where this comes from. Obviously you won't find it in the daily news on the Mercury. You won't find it in some magazine. Where it is found, we are not looking. Where it is found, we are not looking. Wallah, this was the sunnah of every Nabi of Allah. This was the sunnah of every Sahabi. Where should this calendar start? What was the response given? Hijrat. If you look outwardly at the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was fraught with danger. It wasn't a statement. A prize had been given, 100 camels. Na'uzu billah, for the one who brings the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew he was going to make hijrat. Badr was a victory. Fateh Makkah was a victory. Logically, calendar should have started from that. Yet where did Sahaba choose to start this calendar from? Hijrat. What was the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Middle of the day to the house of Abu Bakr. He says to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr, Allah has given permission for hijrat. First question, first tamanna, first desire, as-suhba ya Rasulullah. As-suhba. What does Abu Bakr ask? Can I be your companion in hijrat? Can I be your companion in hijrat? This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not an ordinary ummah. This is that ummah. The terminology Quran uses for Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, Allah uses the same terminology for this ummah. Time is limited, we're not going into the details. In the Arabic language, selection, there are certain expressions. One expression is ikhtar. Wa ana ikhtartuka fastami' lima yuha. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, we selected you. The same ikhtar, the same expression is used for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kuntum khayra ummah ukhrijat linnas. Allah chose you. You are the best of every ummah. Another expression Quran uses is ijtiba. وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ Yusuf alayhi salam. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى Adam alayhi salam. فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Yunus alayhi salam. اجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Ibrahim alayhi salam. اجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ The galaxy of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. The same term, ijtiba, Allah uses it for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah says, strive in the way of Allah. You have been selected by Allah. Chosen by Allah. This ummah has been selected and chosen by Allah for that which Anbiya were chosen. Several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah addresses Dawud alayhi salam, Ya Dawud, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu alayhim al-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa iftaradtu alayhim al-faraid allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawud, I have given virtue, I have given dignity, I have given honor, I have given superiority, I have given status to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of Anbiya. I made farz upon them, fariza of Anbiya. And if they will fulfill it, if they will fulfill this responsibility, hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyama wa nuruhum mithlu nuril anbiya. Allah says they will come to me on the day of judgment and I will give them nur like the nur of Anbiya. Why? Because they did what Anbiya came did. أوحى الله تعالى إلى موسى نبي بني إسرائيل أن في أمة محمد لرجال يقومون على كل شرف وواد ينادون بشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله فجزاؤهم جزاء الأنبياء. Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam that in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam you will find men. What is their shi'ar? What is their symbol? You will find them on every high ground, on every low ground, in every valley, in every gully, in every alley. What will they be doing? Yunadun. They will be calling humanity to La ilaha illallah. They will be calling humanity to the greatness of Allah. They will be inviting towards the greatness and the azmat and the kibriyai of Allah. What does Allah say to Musa alayhi salam? Fajazauhum. Jazaul anbiya. I will reward them like anbiya rewarded. I will reward them like anbiya rewarded. This is not an ordinary ummat. Huwa jatabakum, you were chosen. This is the ummat of hijrat. As-suhba ya Rasulallah. He says, O Nabi of Allah, can I be your companion in hijrat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirms, yes, Abu Bakr, you are my companion. Look at the observation of our mother. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was a young girl at that time. But such intelligence Allah had given her. Look at this expression. She said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شَعَرْتُ قَطُّ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يَبْكِي مِنَ الْفَرَحِ حَتَّى رَأَيْتُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَبْكِي. What was this? You are my companion in what? In a danger that is, in a journey that is fraught with danger. You are my companion in what was like a death sentence. Yet when Abu Bakr hears this, he bursts into tears. Tears of joy. Tears of happiness that I am to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hijrat. Aisha says, I had heard that it was possible for someone to cry out of happiness. I didn't understand that until that day when I saw Abu Bakr crying out of happiness. I realized this was possible. The incident is lengthy. No time to go into the details. Madina is in the north. Ghar-e-Thawr is in the south. The trackers were looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on fingertips, crawling, not placing his foot on the ground, using his toes to throw the trackers off. As a result of this, the Mubarak fingers and the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam start bleeding profusely. When he reaches the mountain Sawr, he's not able to scale up because of the profuse bleeding. Abu Bakr lifts Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his back. And he carries Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam up the face of the mountain. Till he comes to the mouth of the cave. It is the 27th of Safar. The month of September. 27th day of the lunar month. The night will be dark. Because the moon is waning. So it is pitch black. Abu Bakr leaves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside. Himself he goes into the cave. He notices there are a few holes. Fears there will be something that can be a source of danger to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Needs to cover up the holes. Takes off his amama, tears it, fills the holes. Still some holes remain. Takes off his kurta, tears it, fills those holes up. One hole remain. Abu Bakr places his foot against that hole. Then he says, Marhaba, O Nabi of Allah, you are welcome to enter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters. It is dark. The next day, as daybreak dawns, and as it starts getting light, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam discerns, realizes, Abu Bakr, what happened to your amama? What happened to your kurta? He says, Ya Rasulullah, there were holes. I feared there would be some source of danger to you. I was worried. So I used my kurta and my amama to fill up those holes. No sooner Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this, tears enter his eyes. And he looks to the heavens and he says, Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannat. No sooner he says this, Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, Allah has sent me with a message. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr, and Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. Such basharat, such glad tidings. This ummah was chosen, selected by Allah. One simple comparison our elders give us. This ummah compared with the Bani Israel. 40 years of sohbat of two Nabis, Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. Yet, when they are escaping from Fir'aun, the water in front, the army of Fir'aun behind, what happens? What is the reaction of Bani Israel? 40 years of the sohbat of two Nabis, yet what is the reaction? قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. The companions of Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Musa, we are destroyed." What is the intonation of this expression? إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. This lam, in it is a very faint ishara, indication, Musa, because of you we are destroyed. إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. What is Musa alayhi salam's response? كَلَّا كَلَّا. What does this kalla also carries intonation? Kalla literally translated never. But in that slight ishara, kalla, I knew you would say that. This is what I expected from you. Kalla, inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. My Allah is with me and Allah will open the way. That was Bani Israel, this ummat, huwajtabakum, huwajtabakum. The morning comes. The trackers of the Quraysh read right up till the mouth of the cave. Right up till the mouth of the cave. Abu Bakr becomes concerned. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoles him. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Nabi Sasam consoles him, Abu Bakr, do not become worried. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. What is the point, the expression? Quran does not say لا تخف. If Abu Bakr feared for his own life, if Abu Bakr feared for his own life, it would have been la takhaf inna Allah ma'ana. Do not fear, Allah is with us. Abu Bakr was not worried about himself. Abu Bakr's concern was for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why Quran affirms this, la tahzan. Do not worry about the safety of your Nabi. Allah is with us. Huwa jatabakum, this ummat was selected. Basharat upon basharat, glad tiding upon glad tiding. How many times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Bakr is a jannati, Abu Bakr is a jannati. Once he entered the masjid, Abu Bakr on the right side, Omar on the left side, he takes the hand of both of them, lifts it up, and he says, Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Abu Bakr on my right side, Omar on my left side, radiyallahu anhuma. Yet despite that, what would Abu Bakr say? Ya layta ummi lam talidni. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adad. If only I was a blade of grass, some animal ate me up, I would not have to give hisab in the court of Allah. Ya layta ummi lam talidni, would say, if only my mother had not given birth to me. They understood the reality. This world is a passing phase, coming back to that riwayat. Kaifa an'am. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what satisfaction can there be in this life? What basis, what intelligence allows you to make the life of this world your object? Waqadil taqama sahibul qarnil qarn. When Israfil has already taken the trumpet and placed it in his mouth. Khana jabhatahu asgha sam'ahu. Look at the type of description. Allah's Rasul says, Israfil has taken the trumpet into his mouth. His knees are bent. His ears are locked. One riwayat, it comes, his eyes do not shift to the blink of an eyelid, looking, trained towards the arsh of Allah, waiting, waiting, waiting. Mata yumar. When is the command going to come? Fayanfukh. that now blow the trumpet. What will happen? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. الله أكبر. Such a manzar Quran describes. What basis is there in attaching our hearts with anything in this world? Allah says that day is coming when the trumpet will be blown. When the trumpet will be blown, the sun will die. The sky will die, the moon will die, the earth will die, every animal, every insect will die. That Allah, who created this universe before creating it, decided, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will obliterate and destroy everything that exists. One Allah will remain. Every human being will die. This life is temporary. It is a passing phase. Humanity is on a journey to what? A journey to that day when we will have to stand in front of Allah. Yoma, that word yom, that this word yom means day. Quran tells us again and again about this day. Yoma, yakumun nasu li rabbil alameen. يوم القيامة يوم الحسرة يوم الندامة يوم التغابن يوم التامة الكبرى يوم الحاقة يوم الفوز يوم الخسران يوم الفصل يوم الخطاب إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين ذلك يوم مشهود يوم Quran says a day is coming إنهم يرونه بعيدا. You think it is very far away. ونراه قريبا. Allah says it is very very near. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. The angels will line up. Malaika will be lined up. لا يتكلمون. No one will speak. خشعت الأصوات. خشعت الأصوات. Total complete silence. يوم يأتيهم العذاب. A day when the azab of Allah will come. That day is coming. Each one, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, will have to stand in front of Allah. We are worried about amenities. We are worried about running water. We are worried about electricity. We are worried about service delivery. We are worried about this and that. When our goals and aspirations and targets of this world are being met, how many frown lines enter this forehead about the day when we have to stand in front of Allah? About the day when it will be only us and Allah. أعطيتك وخولتك وأنعمت عليك. Allah will say, I showered my ni'mats upon you. I showered my bounties upon you. Everything you have is from Allah. أرني ماذا قدمت. Allah will say, what have you brought on this day? What preparation have you made for this day? أين المفر؟ Where are you going to run? لا تخفى منكم خافية. Where are you going to hide? فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. How are you going to oppose? What taqat do you have on that day? There the currency will not be rands and cents. Currency will not be dollars and pounds. Currency will not be gold and silver. What will be the currency of that day? Amal, taqwa, sifat, attributes. Whether you were black, whether you were white, whether you were rich, whether you were poor. Whether you had a 6, 7, 8 figure bank balance or you had nothing in the bank. Whether you lived in a palace or a hut. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, in that court will count for nothing. What language you spoke will not count for anything. What will be the criteria of that day? How much did you come unto Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?